Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Glory, hallelujah, praise be to God. Everyone, is so good to be here in the house of God on today via this Zoom line. I give honor to God, head of my life, to my wife, whom I love, and to all the members of True Holiness, to the Mother's Board, the Deacon's Board, all of the saints, and everybody who is joining in with us, and especially all the leaders at True Holiness. Today, what I'm going to do is to pose a question and answer the question as well. You see, our theme this year is prayer and the word with praise and worship. And today I'm going to focus just on one of them today. And I'm going to ask a question and answer it for you today. And if we could turn to the book of John, the first chapter of John, as my deacon prayed this morning, in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So John chapter 1, reading verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. Hallelujah. And the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness comprehended it not. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask for your presence, your anointing, and your help this morning. God, I just ask that you give me strength to stand. Give me strength to deliver your word according to your will. Give me the strength to teach your word this morning, that it will be easily understood, in the name of Jesus. Let them hear the voice of God when I speak, for I shall open my mouth and you speak for me. God, let Vincent sit down and you stand up now. In Jesus' name, amen. That passage of scripture coming from John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, illustrates the answer to the question I'm going to pose today. And that question is, what's the word? What's the word? And I'm going to approach it a little bit differently today, but I'm going to take us on a scenic route to answer this question. What's the word. So my goal today is just to share with you the meaning of the word, what and who it is, and what it can do for you. I want to give you an idea of the qualities of the word, that it is eternal, divine, creates, it's life, it's light, and it's enlightenment. So that's my goal today. And so I want to start off with, you know, we've heard this, what's the word? You got a word for me. What's the word? And I want to start off going way, way back to my days of youth to illustrate this. Because there was this secular group back in the day where they asked that question and they answered it as well. I know some of my young folk, y'all gonna have to Google this one, but go ahead. They probably used this tune and sampled it and put it in something else that you're listening to right now. You don't even know it. But back in the day, there was this group with a gentleman by the name of Larry Blackmon, and the group was called Cameo. And in that song, he asked a question. And then he answered it. He said, the question was, what's the word? And his answer to the question was, word up. Some of y'all know that song and can remember it, but he asked the question, what's the word? And then he answered by saying, word up. So word up was the word, the answer to the question. And so when we look at what's the word, what is the meaning of that phrase, what's the word? When we look at that, what's the word, it could be a phrase. It could be a single thing. It could be something from God. But when we say word, we really take a look at it. It's something. Something that's used to indicate acknowledgement, approval, recognition, or affirmation of something. What is the word? It's a phrase of something. So when he asked that question, what's the word? And he said, it's word up. What did he mean? He means that I agree or I approve from the slang. Word up means I approve or I agree. And even in my day, we didn't say word up. Somebody would say something and we would just say word, you know, meaning that we actually agreed with it, word. And for my saints, it would be similar to amen, which means to affirm or confirm something. So when Larry Blackmon asked the question, what's the word? He said the word was up. But when we look at putting it in context, what does it really mean? When we say what's the word, it could mean what's new, what's happening, what's the most recent news about someone or something, what's going on with you. It could be a phrase when we ask, what's the word? Y'all know we have the street committees that say the word out on the street is, the word is, you know, the little chain. What's the word? So we saw that from Larry Blackmon. But I also recall a song, the lyrics that say, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. What's the word in this song? The word that I see in this song is that Jesus saves. And that love saves. And love will lift you up. When I look at that song and say, what's the word is love. And if we even look at it from a different context, when we say, what's the word? We often refer to the Bible itself. What's the word? It's the word of God. The word of God. And giving you an example of that, if we turn to Jeremiah chapter 7, Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. And it says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. So when we look at what's the word, it can also mean a message from God through his prophet. What was the word? The word there from God to Jeremiah was, amend your ways and I'll let you dwell in the land. What's the word? It can also mean the Bible itself. All 66 books of the Bible, broken down into the Pentateuch, the historical books, the poetical books, the prophetical books, and also the New Testament. What's the word and what does it mean? I have a quick poem that takes all the words of the Bible and gives you a little bit about them and puts them in a context. So what's the word? The word is the word of God, the books of the Bible. And in dealing with the Pentateuch, it says in Genesis, the world was made. In Exodus, the march was told. Leviticus contains the law. In Numbers are the tribes enrolled. In Deuteronomy, again, we're urged to keep God's law alone. And these five books of Moses make the oldest writings that are known. Then we move to the historical books, and it says, brave Joshua to Canaan leads. In Judges, off the Jews rebel. We read of David's name in Ruth and 1 and 2 Samuel. In 1 and 2 Kings, we read how bad the Hebrew state became. In 1 and 2 Chronicles, another history of the same. In Ezra, captive Jews return while Nehemiah builds the wall. Queen Esther saves her race from death. These books, historical, we call. Then we move to the poetical books. And it says in Job, we read of patient faith. In Psalms are David's song of praise. These proverbs are to make us wise. Ecclesiastes next portrays how vain, fleeting earthly pleasures are. The Song of Solomon is all about the love of God. And these five books, poetical, we call. What's the word? It's the word of God, the 66 books. And then when we move, we say Isaiah tells of Christ to come, while Jeremiah tells of woes. And in his lamentations mourns the holy city's overthrow. Ezekiel speaks of mysteries, while Daniel foretells kings of old. Hosea calls men to repent. In Joel, judgments are foretold. Amos tells of wrath. And Edom, Amos tells of wrath in Edom. Obadiah is sent to warn, while Jonah shows how Christ should rise and Micah where he should be born. In Nahum, Nineveh is seen. In Habakkuk, Chaldea's guilt. Zephaniah, Judah's sins. Haggai, the temple's built. Zechariah tells of Christ and Malachi of John. His signs, the prophets, number 17. And all the books of 39. And in that, we see the 39 books of the Old Testament, which is the word. And when we look at it, the composite of the whole word, and we go to the New Testament, we can see that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell of Christ, his life they trace. Acts shows the Holy Spirit's work, and Romans, how we're saved by grace. Corinthians instructs the church. Galatians shows God's grace alone. Ephesians, how we are in Christ. Philippians, Christ's joy is made known. Colossians portrays Christ exalted. And Thessalonians tells the end. And Timothy and Titus both are rules for the pastors to attend. Philemon pictures charity. 13 epistles penned by Paul. The Jewish law prefigured Christ. And Hebrews clearly shows it all. James shows that by faith works must live. And Peter urges steadfastness. While John exhorts to Christians' love and those who live it, God will bless. Jude shows the end of evil men, while Revelation tells of heaven. These end the whole New Testament and all their number 27. So what's the word? 66 books of the Bible. That is the word. Oh, are y'all with me this morning? So when we look at that, another way we look at the word, how many of us ever say, oh, we're running from prophetic conference to prophetic conference to get a word from the Lord, to get a word from the Lord. We always, so what's the word? The word could mean, I agree. What's the word? It could be a phrase. What's the word? What's new? What's happening? What's going on? What's the most recent news about someone or something? What's going on with you? So today I'm going to ask the question, what's the word? And then I'm going to answer it. Because when we go to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we ask ourselves the question, what's the word? We see that in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. What does this say about the word? It says that the word was there before the universe was made. It says that the word was there before time and space. It says that the word was there, and that Jesus Christ in his deity had no genealogy, because it's saying that he was there with God. He was there and the word was with God. He had ultimate fellowship with God. Ultimate fellowship with God. But I want you to understand when they say in the beginning was the word, also you look at it, it's a twofold or dual meaning here penned by John. When he talked about the word, he was appealing both to the Jews and to the unsaved Greeks, because the Greeks dealt heavily in philosophy. And so when he used that word to them, it was thinking, they would be thinking about wisdom. They would be thinking about reason and the mind and intellect. And when he used it again, the word, for the Jews, they understood that it was the wisdom and revelation and salvation of God being portrayed in an individual pointing to Christ. So Paul here was making a play on words. And he said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in fellowship. What does it mean that the word was God? It meant that he possessed all the essence or attributes of deity. There was no difference between he and God. He was there and he was God. If you don't believe me, if you look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, you'll find out that in him, which was Jesus Christ, the word, dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead. He was there. And also, the word tells us and verifies that he is truly the Son of God. When we get down to what's the word? Well, the word is all things were made by him. The word is that the word created everything. The word is that he made everything. The word on the street, the word in the Bible lets me know that without him, nothing was made that was made. The Bible backs itself up over in Colossians chapter 1 and 16. It says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. That's the word. Word it is. Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
By him. But I like this part when it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. What's the word? If you want to live, you need to have Christ. And when we look at the last part, verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When we first look at this, we want to probably say that, you know, those that didn't understand it. But when we look at the real meaning of this word, the meaning of this word is that it means overcame, to overshadow, to conquer. So when you put it in context, and the light shineth in darkness, that light, which is Jesus Christ, shined in the darkness. And guess what? The darkness could not overcome it. The darkness could not conquer the light, which was Jesus Christ. Light and darkness cannot coexist. So what's the word? Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Word.
Jesus is a light that continually shines. So here John paints a picture of the deity of Christ. What's the word? Oh, what's the word? I want to tell you today what the word is. The word is truth. That's the word. You want a word? What is truth? Truth itself is Jesus Christ. John 17 and 17 says, thy word is true. That is the word. What is the word? It is true. It is Jesus Christ himself, the incarnate Christ that came down. Oh, somebody ought to say hallelujah. What's a word? You got a word for me? I got another word for you. I got a word, and that word is life.
Yeah.
The word is a life. What's the word? The word is life. And why do I say that? Because the word himself came to give you life. The word is life. And John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. What's the word? The word is he comes to give you life. Oh, yes. What is the word? Oh, I have another word for you. It's a phrase. It's called the way. You got it. Somebody ask you for a word. You say, I got a word for you. It's called the way. What is that? John lets us know that, oh, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. That's a word for you. What's the word? He is life. Oh, glory. Glory, hallelujah. What's the word? What's the hallelujah. Word? Oh, I love the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the word? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word, again, is life. Because over in 1 John 5 and 12, he says, he that hath the Son hath a life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If I tell you what's the word, is life. And how can you find life in the word? And life in the word is life in Jesus Christ. So you got to have the word to have a word.
Hallelujah.
To have
hallelujah.
The word to have life.
Oh, yes.
The word is life. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, that's a word today. I got another word for you. That word is power. That word is power. Why do I say that word is power? Well, I got to go to the word to tell you to define the word power. See, when I go over to the first chapter of Romans, verse 16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Oh,
yes. Hallelujah.
So I talk about what's the word? The word is power. That word power, oh, is dunamis, dynamite, because if we go over to Acts, it says, and ye shall receive power. Oh, that's what the word says.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, I got a word for you today. What's the
hallelujah.
Word? It's power. Oh, Jesus.
Power, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. I told you, the secular songwriter said, what's the word? And he said, word up. I'm going to ask you today, do you have the word up on a shelf? Ooh! Or do you have the word up and under something collecting dust? Or do you have the word up in your heart that you might not sin against God? What's
preach,
the word?
Preach, Pastor, preach.
What's the word? Hallelujah. I got to tell you, but it's the power. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That is the word. Mm. Well, when we talk about what's the word? Well, I want to tell you that the word is also some good news. Oh, it is some good news. And we translate that as the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, you want a word? Here's a word for you today.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, hallelujah, hallelujah, verses 3, for I delivered unto you first all of which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
that is the gospel.
Yes.
And somebody say, what's the word? They're looking for some good news. You can tell them, oh, I got a word for you. The word is Jesus came. He died and he rose again on the third day. And that's the good news. That's the word. Why is that so good? Because another word is everlasting life. That phrase for you, because when you understand who the word is, when you accept the word, here's a phrase for you, everlasting life. Whosoever believes on him shall have what? Everlasting life. That's a word.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
That's a word for you. It's some good news. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, Jesus is the way, the only way. Oh, you got to want another word? Got a word for you. Word is healing. Mm. The word is healing. He said he sent his word and his word healed. Oh, come on. That's a word for you. You want a word? The word is healing. And Jesus is the one who heals. He is able to heal. He is able.
Yes, Lord.
To do what do you say? Well, I want to tell you, I got another word for you. You know, I got a word for you called wounded. I got another word for you. I got a word called bruised. I got another word for you, peace. You want to know what about those words? Because the word about those words over in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are what? Healed. I told you, healing as a word for you.
Word.
Saved from our sins. Saved from sickness and disease because he is able. Healing is the children's bread. That's a word. Oh, Jesus. That's a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Word. What's a word? I got another word for you. Word is Emmanuel.
Speak the word, Pastor.
That's a word for you. Oh, what's the word? It's Emmanuel. And now you got to go to the word to find out the definition of that word. And Emmanuel means God is with us. And see, when you have an understanding of that word, no matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through, you know that you have Emmanuel. He's right there with you because the word tells me that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, I got another word for you. And that word is supply. Ooh. The word is supply, the supply sergeant in the army. And he said, oh, but my God shall what? Supply all your what need according to his riches and glory. The word, hallelujah. What's the word? What's the word?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Supply. Oh, and how will we do it? Through Jesus Christ, who thank is
you,
the word. Oh,
thank you, God.
Word for you. Oh, it's that name, Jesus. Sweet, sweet Jesus, because over in Matthew chapter 1, oh, we find out, she said, you got to call his name Jesus. Why? Because he's going to save his people from his sin. I got a word for you. Do you need to be saved from something? Do you need to be delivered from something? Do you need help with something? What? It is the word Jesus. Just call on him. Say, somebody this morning, just say Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ah, I gotta go back to power. Sometimes we don't really realize this whole thing about power. Jesus, Jesus. Back in my day, when we used to have church all day long. Back in my day when they would just have call and response. Some of y'all might not know this one, but oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
They would just sing a song and say, power.
Power, Lord.
Power.
Power, Lord.
Power, Lord. Oh, power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Just power. Yes, yes, yes. Power. What does that mean? That Jesus is able to deliver. Jesus is able to heal. Go with me to the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Oh, do you know that? Talking about what's the word? The word about the word is that it is quick and powerful.
Hallelujah.
Any two-edged sword piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrow. Oh my goodness.
Our Lord.
The discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, that's powerful right there. Because what is it saying about the word? It is saying that the word is living. It's active. It's able to comfort. It's able to nourish. It can be used as a tool of judgment. It exposes. Oh, and it heals. What's yes, the Lord. Word? The word of God is that is quick. It is alive, and I'm going to go to another old-fashioned song. Y'all hallelujah. Might not know this one, but it says, they used to sing a song, just a short song. It says, the word, and all they said is, brought me here. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the word brought me. They said, the word of hallelujah. God brought me here. Oh, hallelujah. How did the word bring you here? Well, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. The word of God brought me. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The word, it brought me here. But where did it bring you from? Where did the word bring you from? Well, I hear the words of another song that says, he brought me out of darkness.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous light.
Thank you.
He brought me from.
Yeah. He
brought me here. Where is here? Here is into the light. The marvelous light. The word brought me out of darkness. What's the word? The word can bring you from here to there. The word can transform your life. The word can make you whole. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory,
glory, glory
to me.
Hallelujah. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Oh, it'll do the trick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The word cleanses. The word is righteous. The word is holy. Oh, my goodness. But I'm here to tell you something. And I have to go back to that book of Isaiah. See, somebody here is dealing with something. Oh, you need a word, hallelujah. You need a word to open your eyes. Some of us are bound by some things. Some of us are caught up in some things. Some of us need to be delivered from some things, and you're looking for a word. Oh, hallelujah. You're looking for a word to help you. Well, I got a word from the word that was prophesied by Isaiah. He said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to what? Preach the gospel. Oh, preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Oh, and opening the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, are you captive? The word is Jesus can deliver. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus is the word. If you're captive, if you're bound and you want to be free, the word says that. The word says, I've come that you have life. But it also says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, who is the truth? It's nothing but the word of God, because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What's the word? Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The word is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what's going on in your life, you need a word. Just go to the word. Hallelujah. If you need a word, just go to Jesus, because he's right there. He's right there.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Who
yes.
needs a word? Who needs a word? Everybody needs a word.
Everybody. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come.
Yes.
You in sin, you need a word. You in trouble, you need a word. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs God. Why should I take on the word? Why? Because Matthew says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Somebody's tired today. Oh, the word of the Lord says, come to me. Oh, the word is saying, come. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who needs it? Everybody. Oh, why do I need it? Because I may be tired. Why do I need it? Oh, because he is the strength of my life. Oh, I just get so excited about the word. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I got one. Just a couple more. Just a couple more. It says, why do I need the word? Why do I need the word? Well, because if you understand what the word is, if you understand who the word is, then this passage of scripture will make a whole lot of sense. Why do I need the word? Why do I need a word? Because Acts 17 and 28 says, for in him we live, move, and have our being. Oh, if you want to live, if you want to move, if
glory,
you want to
have your
being, you got to be in the word, and the
hallelujah.
Word in you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what am I saying? That is the source. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the source. What's the word? The word is source. Who is it? Jesus. Because in him you live, you move, and you have your being, and he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Oh, hallelujah. What does it say? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell y'all today. Oh, I just feel good. And I just know my deacon, oh, and my mother, they got my back. They got my back. Oh, Jesus, because I got to finish up over here in Hebrews, mother. I didn't forget about you. I heard just praying this morning, mother. I heard you praying. And you told us, oh, the same thing he was talking about over in Hebrews chapter 3. Why do I need the word? Who needs the word? How should I react when I hear the word? Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. Mother, you talked about it. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 3. No, they didn't even know I was going here today, nor my mother, nor my deacon, but God knew. Oh, he said there, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. Oh, when you hear the word, don't be like the children of Israel that provoked God, that wouldn't listen to God. He said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts and they have not known my ways. Oh, the word. What's the word today? Oh, the word is when you hear the voice of God, don't harden your heart. When you hear the word of God, receive it on the inside of you. Oh, the word. The word is life. The word is power. The word is eternal. The word is good news. The word is God is with us. The word is that the Spirit of the Lord will heal you. The word is the way. He's the truth and the life. And as I close today, hallelujah. I told you Cameo said, what's the word? And they said, word up. The other songwriter wrote a song and said, the word is love. That it lifted me. But with everything that's going on in the world today, the war, COVID, everybody wants a word.
Amen, amen.
A prophetic word.
Yes.
But I'm going to end with this today. What's the word? In the words of that songwriter, Andre Crouch, Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
For the world today.
Yes.
There's no other.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Jesus is the way.
So the truth.
The word. The word is Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Whatever you need today, it's Jesus. He is the word. He was in the beginning. He was always there. He is the word. He became flesh. He died for your sins. Oh, God, what's the word? The word, the phrase is Jesus.
Jesus
is the answer.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.